Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
I'm Angie Scholes, and in our Business Lead Story, I'm joined by the Business Summit founder, Martin Nankela. Welcome.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to you. Martin, what is the main objective of the F&B Namibia and City of Windhoek Business Summit this year?
Well, yeah, so the collaborative effort from F&B, City of Windhoek, and the Business Summit is really to come together and address the elephant in the room, which is unemployment. We believe that entrepreneurship is a catalyst that we can use to solve for unemployment. We feel as though if we encourage people to start businesses and those that are in business to scale their businesses, they are able to contribute to this whole conversation of you know, solving for this high unemployment rate. But we also just want to give people the skills and the knowledge
in running businesses. And that's why we are bringing over industry experts to speak about these things and also create a
platform where people can network and collaborate after the fact.
How has the summit evolved since its inception 5 years ago?
Well, look, it's been amazing. It's been an incredible growth. I think at the first summit, we had about 100 people. Right now, we are averaging about 600 plus people at each summit. So in terms of impact and in terms of attendees, I feel we've been doing an impeccable job. I also feel in terms of the reviews and the surveys that we've conducted, many people have come back to us and have started their businesses. Many who were already in business had
built their businesses because of the platform. And we've seen amazing collaborations being formed over the last few years. So I think the journey has been great. We can definitely be proud of where we are now comparing to where we started.
So I think with the corporates are coming on board now to join us because they see the value that we've been giving back to the community. So, yeah, I think there's a good track record to be
created. And, yeah, we're comfortable and confident in the work that we've done, in the impact and the role we've played in the business ecosystem
in the country. Thank you.
Martin, what would you say is the biggest challenges facing Namibian SMEs today? And how will this summit address them?
I think two things. Number one,
access to funding. It's always going to be the big one because obviously financial institutions don't fund ideas, they fund a track record. So, they want to see your financial statements, they want to see how you've been performing in order for them to have that confidence to fund you. You can't just go to the bank and say, look, I've got this cool idea, can you please fund me? It doesn't really work like that. So access to funding is obviously going to be one of the key issues, and I think that's one of the things that we will be discussing at this year's summit as well. And I think the second one that is really one of a challenge, especially for Namibian businesses, is the fact that, you know, our population is quite less compared to, for example, South Africa. So when you're coming up with a business concept, you need to bear in mind, the scalability of the business and the demand that there will be for the product. So I think these are the two big challenges that I can say from a Namibia perspective. It's not challenges that cannot be overcome. I feel like there's a lot that we can do to obviously overcome these challenges, and success is definite and success is possible in the Namibian business space. Definitely. Thank you.
Martin, in what ways will the summit equip entrepreneurs to operate sustainably, both financially and environmentally?
Well, one thing we want to really encourage and to deliberate at the event is business sustainability. We want businesses that can outlive their founders. We want to encourage people and business people to put up structures and systems that can be in place for the better future of the business. We don't want to see businesses that are very reliant on their founders or on their owners, but we want businesses that have structures and systems in place that are able to be inherited even once the founders are not there. So we want to see that continuity from a sustainability perspective. And that's why we are bringing in industry experts and big corporations that come and speak about sustainability and why it is important to separate the owner from the business in terms of financials, in terms of how the business operates. There needs to be a clear separation of duty. There needs to be a clear separation of accounts and things like that. So it's definitely a key factor that we want to focus on at the summit. Definitely a big discussion. And it's part of the theme that we are going to be pushing forward at this summit.
What outcomes or policy shifts are you hoping will emerge from this year's summit?
Well, I think the president's speech, Sona, really, you know, touched on the creative industry. We want to showcase and we want to make it loud.
Definitely an industry that is worth investing in. And we want to see government really coming on board
and supporting our creators. And this is the reason why we've brought in Connie Ferguson, who is an iconic business mogul, especially in the film and creative industry. We feel that that is an industry that we can invest in, and there's an industry that can be developed, that can really contribute to solving for unemployment. So we want to see investment from a government perspective into this sector, in the creative industry. We want to see investment in the retail industry where we are pushing our own brands. And we don't want to import everything, but we want to see us as local Namibians exporting our brands outside of the country. So we really want to see some of these things that are supporting those initiatives from a government and legislation perspective. Thank you.
Great. And then who can attend?
So we want to see everybody attend the summit from our government
institutions to our corporate institutions. But most importantly, we want our SMEs and our entrepreneurs to really be at the platform. Those aspiring to go into business and those that are already in business, we want these people to come to the summit because we feel and we believe that we are able to you know, give necessary information and insights that will really assist in that conversation. We are all over social media as the Business Summit Namibia. You will see all of the information there on all social media platforms. We are the Business Summit Namibia.
Thank you so much, Martin. It was lovely talking to you.
Thank you so much. It was nice to be here.
And yes, we're looking forward to this Business Summit.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.